Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You can find all sorts of weird and wonderful achievements in video games. Some are very hard to get, some are hilarious, and some are a little bit yucky. We're covering the latter. Prepare yourself for an awful amount of poop jokes because things are going to escalate on the toilet humor scale very quickly. I'm Jess from War Culture. Here are 10 disgusting video game achievements that came out of nowhere. Number 10, Testy Kill, Blitz the League 2. Honestly, I just combined the name of a sports game with the word testy kill, so that probably tells you everything you need to know about this entry, but let me walk you through it anyway. Blitz the League is an American football game that features a set of brutal Mortal Kombat-esque injury animations. There's a lot to consider here gameplay-wise, but you're not here to find out how to play. You want to hear about how many times you have to kick someone in the nuts to get an achievement. Well, specifically, you'll have to rupture 10 scrotums in any mode of play, and then you'll be awarded the Testy Kill achievement. If that sounds like a bit of a walk in the park, let's run this animation back because you're going to be watching it 10 times to get this achievement. Absolutely disgusting. Number 9. Gross, The Forest. Much like the last entry, the very title of this one makes it suitable for our list, but in a very, very different way. 2014 survival horror game The Forest features some truly tense gameplay moments, genuinely creepy villains, and an achievement for drinking water out of a cooler you definitely shouldn't be drinking out of. That said, The Forest requires you to maintain your hunger and thirst meters, so I guess you better take your sustenance where you can get it. Even if that water does come from a cooler that happens to include a severed head, drinking from this particular, almost definitely toxic water source will grant you the gross achievement. Quite a conversation piece for mid-afternoon water cooler chat though, I guess. Number 8, Butcher, Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain really puts its primary protagonist Ethan Mars through the ringer, perhaps nowhere more so than in the Lizard Trial, where he has to chop off the end of his own finger to save his son. Well, technically it's only the last section of one of his fingers, but that's still more finger than you'd really like to be chopping off. Our hero Ethan does have a decision to make here, as there are plenty of phalange chopping implements to choose from. There's a hatchet to get the job done quickly, pliers if for some reason that sounds not painful, or you can get the butcher achievement if you opt for the scissors or the saw. That's because both of these implements require an extended session of the world's most sickening QuickTime events, as Ethan howls in pain as he attempts to repeatedly get the gory job done. The visual combined with Pascal Langdale's blood-curdling screams is absolutely nausea-inducing, but hey, you got that cheap. Number 7, Puking Rally, Dead Rising 2 Off the Record. Another entry that isn't mincing words with its title, but does accurately describe the drinking tactic of thousands of teenagers, we've got Puking Rally from Dead Rising 2. Off the Record tells the same story as Dead Rising 2, but from a different perspective. Essentially, you'll be taking out zombies every which way, some more unusual than others. One of the strangest is related to the fact that the game lets you drink as much booze scattered around the zombie-riddled locales as you can get your hands on, and then punishes you for it. To get the Puking Rally achievement, you'll need to have 3 drinks total, which will make you vomit. Do that near a zombie and watch as they slip in your puke. As charming as it is effective. Number 6, Snake Beater, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty HD Collection. Snake is a busy guy with a long to-do list and a lot of sneaking around to do, so I guess it makes sense that he'd want to take a little time out for some, me time. During the tanker prologue, Snake needs to visit Deck A's locker room, where he can find a locker containing a sexy poster featuring a woman in a black bikini. If you want to take a break, you can switch to first-person view, stare at the poster, and then give Otacon a ring. Now, Snake taking a, well, load off certainly isn't disgusting, but Otacon seems to disagree, and we reckon his disgust is worth putting it on our list, as is the side of Snake's, mid-self-enjoyment face. Otakon says, you don't have enough to keep you busy, and then you get the aptly named Snake Beater achievement. To be fair to Otakon's judgment, maybe this isn't the time, Snake. Number 5, Perverted, South Park, The Stick of Truth. Not only is this one yucky on multiple levels, its existence on your gamer profile is probably more than a little embarrassing. It shouldn't come as a surprise that South Park The Stick of Truth gets a look in on this list. Actually, it gets two, but its achievements are so extraordinarily gross that the game absolutely deserves it. After you're turned into a tiny little version of yourself by the underpants gnomes, and that's a sentence that either makes complete sense or none at all, you'll find yourself on your parents' dresser. That would be fine, except for the fact that your rents are absolutely going at it. The perverted achievement will pop if, instead of moving on to the next room, you decide to hang back and watch them do it for an entire minute. And as I said, everyone checking your achievement list is gonna know exactly how you got it. Number 4, The Call of Nature, The Last Guardian. There's nothing particularly gross about a pet going to the toilet, but the fact that SIE Japan Studio wrote it into their game, gave you this gorgeous, majestic, furry pal, then gave you an achievement for watching it poop, is pretty damn hilarious. There are heaps of games where you have an animal companion. I'm talking Epona, dog meat, you name it. That's not uncommon, but what is uncommon is said animal companion needing to go to the toilet. Well, that's exactly what your half-bird, half-cat, dog-something pal Trico needs to do in The Last Guardian. Trico doesn't communicate with you, but he will, on occasion, excuse himself to go poop out the glowy barrels you've been feeding him. If you glance over to check on your buddy while he's doing this, perhaps to try and ascertain a better idea of what on earth he's actually supposed to be, you'll pop an achievement. Not only will you earn achieve titled The Call of Nature, you'll also get a funny bit of dialogue where the narrator says, I was somewhat shocked to witness the greatest secret of Trico's kind firsthand. Truly majestic. Number 3, Turd Burglar, Duke Nukem Forever. Don't say I didn't warn you that there would be toilet humor. We have exactly 3 entries left and 100% of them are toilet humor related. Let's start with another poop one. There aren't many people who are likely to disagree that Duke Nukem Forever is a capital B, capital G bad game. At its best, it's a disappointment, but insofar as gross achievements are concerned, you're hard-pressed to beat picking up an actual piece of feces from a toilet. One such piece can be found in the game's first chapter, Duke Lives. All you have to do is pick it up, and you may as well chuck it at something since you've already made your very gross bed. Then the Turd Burglar achievement is all yours. As is what I can only assume is a reassessment of all your choices that have brought you to this moment. Number 2, It's Sterile and I Like the Taste, Postal 2. If you're a Dodgeball fan, you're probably already twigged with the reference on this one, and if you know anything about the Postal series, you are probably expecting it to crop up on this list. You can pretty much take your pick of any Postal achievement and it'd be fairly at home on this list, but we're going for a classic, being in your own mouth. So, not a collection of words I thought I'd be writing or reading, but here we are. If this achievement feels like the way forward for you, or if you're going for 100%, simply pee straight upwards in the game and let your own gross fluids fall back onto you while you wonder if that was really worth it. Actually, pro tip, it's a great cost and time-effective way of putting yourself out if you're on fire. So, maybe it was. I don't know. I'm not here to judge you. To be fair, it's hardly a blip on the radar of everything else you'll be getting up to in Postal 2. Peeing on yourself is probably really tame. Number 1, Too Far, South Park, The Stick of Truth. And South Park is back to nab the number 1 spot, mostly because no other entry on this list requires me to say the phrase, aborted Nazi zombie fetus. Jesus. Nothing and nobody is safe from South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and that extends to the humor of Stick of Truth, which is a surprisingly genuinely great game. If throwing your poop at people and collecting every chimp Pokemon in the land starts to get a little stale, do I have the secret achievement for you? During the Unplanned Parenthood storyline, you'll end up fighting a Nazi zombie fetus. Of course, being the hero douchebag that I know you are, you'll kill him off fine. Again. For a third time? Anyway, once he's properly downed, all you need to do is fart on his corpse and then you'll get the extraordinarily aptly named achievement, Too Far.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.